Day 24 of 36 channels in 36 days is underway. I say it that way this morning because yesterday, and actually the last few days, it's been like that through the whole series, but in the last few days in particular, it's like the day doesn't end, or the channel doesn't end when I push the stop button on the recorder. It's like whatever the lesson is for the day is just flowing into my entire day. And yesterday it was really interesting. I felt the love. I got a call from one of my elders, and I ended up with a beautiful manicure pedicure that she gave me. But it was also, I got to spend some one-on-one time with her. So I was loved thoroughly yesterday. And then when I came home, I had this things to do list. Because, you know, when the elder calls, you go, right? And, excuse me. And the most loving thing that I could do for myself yesterday when I got home, it was about 4 hours later, was not go through my things to do list. I did the post, and then I worked on some jewelry that I was making for myself, and moved into some new creative territory, which was really fun and relaxing and sort of an inward journey to self-love. I mean, these pieces are very special to me, the ones that I'm working on right now. So I had just a very loving day. It was really spectacular, one of my favorite words. So in the preamble this morning, in the quietude, it was really interesting. I kept hearing infusing with love, infuse with love, infuse with love. So I suspect that we are heading towards another session of breath and breathing, and we'll see, because I'm not the driver of this particular ship once we go into channel. The other thing I am hearing, and I heard Sacred Point of Light, which is a phrase, and I didn't look at what day it is in the tune-up, but it is a phrase, one of the success phrases, affirmations in the tune-up. I am success, success is my sacred right, is the theme or the mantra, our marching orders for the tune-up. I am success. Success is my sacred right. And then we shift, and we keep shifting. We keep shifting. We keep shifting. And one of the shifts is, I am a sacred point of light. So that came through. I actually did a few breaths on that this morning. I am a sacred point of light. And then the other thing that came through this morning was, I got a how. But it was really interesting. Seed the how into the infinite. I have a question on my mind. I have to make a decision in a few hours, I guess tomorrow. I have to make a decision and face my destiny. It seems like it feels like it's a big decision. And I heard the elder's advice to me is, well, baby, what do you want to do? And that's always the big question. And I said, I don't know. And I had been, you know, that had been in the percolator since I talked to her. And I sort of got some ideas or rememberings and reminders about what brings me joy in my work. And so then I was like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do it at the level and scale. You know, I can do it every day, because I walk that journey every day, but how do I do this at the level and scale? And so I heard, put that into the void, put the how into the void. Okay, so not certain where we're going today, but those were the things that came up through the preamble in my 5 o'clock time. I'm looking forward to spending this time. I think the other thing I'd like to say is I'm really excited. There's a little extra pep in my step. It's almost like I smiled last night as I went to bed, and I got to read some before I went to bed, and just had a beautiful, wonderful day. So I am That is my declaration. We're not even going to say wish. That is my declaration for myself and for you today, is have a spectacular day. Breathe and move into your infinite I am. Namaste. Well, the vessel is feeling a lot perkier than she has in the last few days, and we would like to point out that that is not unusual, that yoko ni iekena, that there is some cleansing out and clearing out, yoshkona iekena, and then it gets cleared out, you know, and then you feel better. It's really kind of simple. And not anoni yeshkena na yoko, and not to be unexpected, yoko na niekena anoni yoko, depending on what you're working on. Some of the clearing may feel a little murkier, anoni yeshke, than others, yoko, and then some are these wonderful sort of discoveries and ahas, yeshkena anoni yoko. And iena na na yoko, and we would say smile through it all. Ieshke na 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 yoko, because activating the smile activates na na yoko ieke na, looking at things at a different point of view. Ieshke na 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 yoko, which may give you some different anoni ieshke yoko, different ways of solution solving. Bringing solutions in, noniyeshkena, different points of view, gives you noniyeke, a way to see the vibrancy in the rainbow. Remember we talked about that? Yoshkona ieko niena. So, noniyoko iekena, so iekena, you know, it's probably interesting also to you. We would not know this, but it seems to be coming forward too, is the vessel and the tone of her voice during the days that she was kind of requiring more rest and maybe going through the niyoko, the hygienic process, yokona ananieke, because she is journeying with you. She's not just doing dictation, ananioko, or translation, yeshke ananioko. She is actually doing this journey with you, yokona. Somewhat, this is not unusual. She did the tune-up 4 times before she actually told anybody about it. This is not an unusual thing that she's going through this process with you, or with, as we're doing Nonieshke, these channels. Partly so she can express yokona iekena. However, you must remember that you are unique and individualized, nonieshkena. So things are not always going to be as she's expressing yokona nieke for you. Anona yoko. Anona iekena nyoko okona iena. So, noni yeshkena, there's something that did also come up this morning, yeshkena, and she sort of asked about it, iokona ieke, into the, in the morning quietude, iokona, and anoni yoshko, anoni ieke, the breath or the breathing and the sequences, anoni yeshkena. So we would like to explain that you breathe in to the void and you pull out of the void, yeshkena nanayoko. So yeke, complete, receive, achieved, onono yeshke, into the void, and then a cycle of complete, receive, achieve, as you pull that which is unseen and into your frequencies or into your daily living. Ananioshko, complete, it is done. Received, I have received it. Achieved, anononieke, I have accepted it. Yokona. How often do we complete something but we don't fully accept that we have anonieshke, completed it successfully, joyfully, And that is ours, Yokona. It's mine, and Yoko. It's here, Yekona. Anani Yoko, acknowledging that it's here, acknowledging that it is flowing into your life, that it is here. It is here for your immediate use, Yokona Iekena. Anani Iyoshkona. And then from that point, Yokona, it's here. Yes, Yokona. Receiving seems simple enough, Yokona, but however, when we started Iyeshkina, we were talking about seeding into the void but not receiving out of the void, Ononieshke. So now we're consciously pulling, pushing into the void, like you would be pushing a seed into the ground, and then we're consciously pulling it out, Iyeshkona. Niyoko, however, understanding that everything has a season, and there is a reason and a purpose, okay? Ononi Iyeshke Nanana Yoko, but consciously pulling it out. We're still in law. We are still in law, and everything that we are doing here, it is in law. Ononi Iyeshke Na, and the law is one. It was interesting, Yokona, because Mercedes was thinking about this, and Ononieshke, there's only one law, and that law is God. Ananieshko, that law is Iyokona, the law is Iyokona. So you could look at these laws as almost subsets or aspects of the one. Yes, Iyokona, Iyokona. And so you would apply each Nonioko personality, the Ononieshkona, Iyokona. We use that term personality, Iyoshkona Iyekena, because you are unique and individualized. So the way that you would use the law is unique and individualized, Iyokona, and it is personal with you. Ananioko, personal to you, Iyokona Iyekena. Ananioko, so there is a real affinity, or you may have a real affinity, Ononieke, to one law over Iyoshkona versus using another aspect of the one law, Ononi Iyeshke Nananioko. So for this year, Ananioko, Mercedes is getting immersed in the law of polarity. Iyoshkona, how to use it, understand it, what it feels like, Iyokona Iyeke Na. So, Iyokona. So we bring this up because it will be the same for you. The law of cause and effect, Iyoshkona Iyekena, may be your aspect for this year or for some period of time, Ononieshke, and you will get immersed in it, and you will understand it, and you will come to know the frequencies, Iyokona, and you will understand and anticipate the delivery, Ananieke, of the effect with great anticipation, but also great knowledge and knowing, Iyeshke Nananioko. And then for others is vibration. Everything is moving. So, Iyokona Nieke, now the law is, and these are different aspects of the law, Iyeshke Nananioko Okona. Iyoko, there is only one, and the one is law. Okay? Iyeshke Na. We clarify this because over the last couple of days we've been talking about the various laws, Iyeshke Nananioko, but it is still unified. It is still the aspect of oneness, Iyokona, the law of one, Iyoko. All that exists is God. Oki, Oko, Iyeke. Okay? Iyoko, Okena. Ananieshkena Iyeko Iyekena. We think that is it for the preamble questions, Iyokona. Ananieshkena Iyokona Iyekona Iyekena. So infusing with love, Iyokona Niyekena. Ananayoshki Okona, bathing in love is taking care of self. Infusing in love is deliberately placing love into each and every situation, each and every breath that you take, Iyekona Iyekena, and each and every moment, Ananayoko. In some ways, we would also say that by doing the infusion, Iyekena Ananayoko, that you would be able to know, Iekena, that everything that you encounter for the day is infused with love. Yokona Niena. So let's say there is a situation, Inoni Yeshkena, and you wish to transform it, transmute it, transcend it. Okay, Yeshki Yokona. Anani Yoko, simply by putting love into the situation, Yokona Iena, Anani Yeke, that is enough, Yokona, and then releasing it into law, releasing it into the knowing, that all will be changed, shifted, or moved. So, Anani Yoshkona Iena, deliberate application, cause and effect, Yokona, knowing that something is going to shift, change, or move, law of vibration. Anana niyoko iekena, resting in the knowing that it will happen as it will, like, within its own time. Anana niyoko, a law of noniyeshke, rhythm. Yokona iyeshkena, anana niyoko iena, correspondence. Anana na yoko iena, as above, so below. Ieshke nana na yoko, as within, so without. Onono ni ieshke, what is your deliberate intention? How have you come into wholeness? What is your state of God? Yokona ieshke na, within you, iekona, making any necessary healing or adjustments. Yokona, declaring through law that as it is within me, it is without me or external to me. Anana niyoshkona niena. So that is just an example of the full application of the law of oneness. Yononi yeke, it comes into unified existence. Yokona yeke, everything is God, therefore I have influence over everything. Onana ni yeshke, and everything has influence over me. Yeshke nana nani yoko, through the law of infinite circulation. Yokona yeke na, I can tap into that aspect of the divine. Yokona nani yeke, and cause the effect. Yokona, draw and pull in the effect. Yokona, flow in the effect. Yeke that is most beneficial to me and in my highest and best purpose. Onona ieshkena iakona. I apply the law iakona with the knowing that the law iakena naniyoko is ananiyoko, the force ananiyeke of creation. I apply the law knowing that the law is the force of creation. Ananiyoko naniyeke. I know that the law vibrates in my highest and best good for my highest and best result. Onono niyeshke. The law is always moving, yokona, in my favor. Yoshkona ieke na naniyeku. I am an internal, external, and one noniyeshke. One noniyeshke. Let's start that again. I am one aspect, Ananiyoko, of the living God personified, Ieshkena. I am one aspect of the living God personified, Yoshkona Ieshkena. My existence exudes love, Onono Ieshkena. And I am a loving being, Iokona Niekena. Everything I speak is love, everything I do is love, everything I touch is love. Onono nieke, everything I feel is love. Yokona nieke na. Love is my existence. Yokona ieke na. As above, so below. Inana yoko, as within me, so external to me. Ieski yokona ieke na. As I radiate love, anana nieke, and know that love is my existence. Yokona anana yoko. I magnetize and attract love into my life. Onono ieshkena naniyoko. Love returns to me tenfold. Ieshkena iekona iekena. Love is magnificent and love is magnetized and love is magnified. Onononiyeke into my very existence right here and right now. Onononiyeshkena. When I apply my thought, when I apply my hands, when I apply my intention, when I apply my words, I apply all of this through love, Yoshkona Naniyeshkena Naniyoko, with the intention of infusing everything that is around me in love, Inonoyeshke, for the highest and best good of everyone involved in every situation of every living thing, Ananoniyoshkonaniyena. How wonderful that these declarations are truth. How wonderful that these declarations are truth. Yokona niyekena. How wonderful that these direct declarations are truth. And truth works only in my highest and best good. For my highest and best purpose. Anananiyoko. In total harmonic alignment. Yokona. With me as a living Ananananiyoko, loving Iekenananiyoko, aspect of the unified oneness, Yokona Iena. As we breathe in this truth, Yokona Naniyeke, we place it into infinite circulation, Anononiyeshkena. So that the ever-flowing prosperity, abundance, wealth, Inono Kiena, joy, peace, freedom, and love, Yokona Iekena, is an infinite circulation in all areas of my life. So now I breathe this truth into the void, and I know, Yokona Niyeke, through law, Yeke na Naniyoko, the most magnificent, vibrant, Yoshkona Iyeke, full spectrum, Yokona, brilliance of love, Yeshke na Naniyoko, is flowing into my life for my immediate use in the right here and the right now, Yokona Niyeke, it is done. Onona Iyeshkena Naniyoko Iena. It is complete, Iokona Iyekena, activated through law, through my voice and through my words, Iokona. It is received, manifested into density, Iokona, usable, tangible, touchable, and knowing, Iokona Iena. It is achieved, Iyekena Naniyoko, flowing, 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 ever circulating, Yoshkona Naniyeke, Naniyoko, abundant and prosperous love, Yokona Iyekena. It is done, it is spoken, it is done, and so it is. Yokona Iyena Naniyoko. Just connecting with the frequency of love now through your breath, very softly and gently, being kind to yourself, being loving with yourself, just feeling the breath in, through remembering breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Just very gently, not with no Anoniyoko force or purpose or intention, just allowing the rhythm of your life to come forward and allowing yourself to come into awareness of this rhythm that is natural to you. If you haven't done so already, closing your eyes so that you can connect with the infinite all. Infinity to infinity. Infinite to infinite. scanning your mind, body, and spirit for the state of God that's within you. Acknowledging where you are today. Unifying all aspects of self. Pulling yourself into the heart chakra. Coming into an awareness. You can even say, I pull all aspects of myself into the heart chakra and I bathe myself, infuse myself with love and loving frequencies. Remembering that as you speak, it is done and complete. So any aspect of self that may be troubling, or there may be questions or doubt or uncertainty, as you pull this aspect of yourself in, it is being bathed and infused and purified and sanctified through the frequency of love that we have activated. All aspects of yourself are love. Now, connecting into the I Am. Through this filter of love, expanding it, expanding it, expanding it. Love. I Am. Inhaling. Love. Inhaling, I am. Exhaling. Inhaling, I am. Love. Inhaling, I am. Exhaling. I am. Inhaling. Exhaling, love. Inhaling, I am. Just going back into remembering breath, exhaling. And breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. On the breath now, breathing love into every situation in your life, every person, infusing your entire environment, mind, body, spirit, soul, your physical environment. It's only Yeke Nana Yoko. I just saw a car. if you need to infuse love into your car, have it fully operating perfectly, bringing you to all places and back home again safely, joyfully. Anona Yeshkena, infusing love into your children, into your animal family. Just on every exhalation, blowing out, and just imagining that you're filling up with love, infusing with love. Anona Yeshkena, these images are coming. You're a hot water heater, the water that you bathe in. So if you're taking a shower today or a bath, imagining that love is just pouring all over your body and cleansing you and clearing you and purifying you and bringing you into the sanctified state of love. And start at the top of your head and just feel the water running all over your body. Lovingly. The frequency of love cleansing you, purifying you, energizing you. Infusing your water. Ananiyeshkena. Even the water that you drink today, put your hands on it just for a moment and infuse that water with love, giving yourself an internal love infusion as well. Anona Yeshkena, I am pulling up these images as Spirit is giving them to me, the guidance is giving to me. Anona Yeshke, as you are feeling the sun on your body today, Anona Yeshke, imagining that the rays are penetrating every cell in your body and infusing you with love, the love of the universe, the love of nature, just breathing it in, circulating it through your body. Onono Yeshke Nananioko, as you're dressing yourself today, put on a cloak of love. Know that your clothes are infused with love. Every morsel that you take into your body today, your food, just placing your hands over it with loving intention and magnifying the love of each and every calorie, each and every nutrient, each and every fiber. Wanononi Yeshkena Anana Yoko. You can place your hands on a wall. Wanononi Yeshkena, a doorway. Two separate things. Place your hands on a wall. Anona, you set your feet on the ground in your home. Through your eyes, you can look into and infuse love into your home. Activate your hands and place your hands on the wall and infuse your house with love. Deliberately, intentionally. Now, as you look at your doorways, Spirit is telling me, as portals of love, you step out into the world and you come back into the world. As you step out into the world, you're stepping into an infusion of love today. continue to breathe gently. Anytime you're infusing something, just breathe into it. Or exhale into it, excuse me. Exhale into it. Taking a breath in, imagining that you're walking out into the world, infusing the world with love. And the same as you're walking back into your house, infusing your home with love. Now your work, your co-workers, the people that you will meet through your work today, the actual activity of your work, inhaling and then exhaling and infusing it with love. Your creative space. Now they're actually showing me the brain. As your creative brain and your logical action brain. Left side, right side, yoshikiokona. Infusing your brain with love. As it fires and triggers and activates Onono Yeshke. Your brain is infused with love. And then your pineal gland and your pituitary gland within the brain. Just infusing each of these glands with love. They're showing me the animalistic, I think it's limbic, Anonioko center in the brain, Yokona Ieke, the animalistic instincts, Yokona Iena, survival, Odi Yokona Iena, infusing these aspects of the brain, Anonioko, the triggers in the brain. It triggers the brain with love. It's interesting. Breathing in. Staying here for a moment, just infusing the whole brain and all of its functions and the hormones and the triggers and the instincts. Just infusing the brain completely in love. Now, Spirit is telling me to have you visualize and infuse every strand of DNA with love. Remember, on the exhalation, you're blowing love into your DNA. Very genetic makeup is love. Spirit is showing me to bring your attention to your feet. Every step that you take today is a step of love. It's a step into love, in step towards love. Ananya Yeshko, they're also saying that to step away can be loving or be a step away from love. To step away is love as well, Ananya Yeshko. So if you have to step away, know that that is love as well. So breathing into your feet. The steps you will take today. Spirit is showing me now to infuse your aura with love, the personal space, your personal energetic radiance, a space, that is your casing, you know, your energetic casing. Infuse it with love. Imagine yourself in a, one of the illustrations commonly used is a bubble. You know, your aura is a bubble around you. So just creating a bubble of love around you. Infusing your personal space with love. Now your energetic body, your light body, the vessel of entrainment, in other words, the vessel that vibrates like to like. So we are infusing your light body with love. Your energetic system, the sparks. Imagine yourself as light, radiant light. Ananya Yeshko. The spirit has given me the visualization that your light body is like particles of light, Yoshkona, and in between the particles, is space, yokona, yekena, and breathe into that space, yokona, breathe into the spaces of your, infuse the spaces of your existence, every space in your existence, infuse it with love. Just rest here for a moment. Anona yeshkena and yokona yekena. It is important to note for this exercise that we're not consciously radiating out. We're infusing in. Anona yeshke, energizing, revitalizing. Yokona, feeling the vibrancy, the full spectrum. Anona yeshkona, we're filling up today. We're filling up. The infinite to the infinite, filling up. Anona yeshke, so on the inhalation, anona yoko. Exhale, infusing into your light body. Inhaling the receipt of it, of love. Body, mind, spirit, soul, fully unified in the frequency of love. And just going back to remembering breath. Sealing in the frequencies. Focusing on your heart chakra. Allowing yourself to be unified as the infinite. Unifying body, mind, spirit, soul. Filled up and infused with love. love and healing. Complete, received, achieved. Love. Complete, received, achieved. Love. Complete, received, achieved. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that this infinite energy rejuvenates me, renews me. I'm grateful that this infinite energy is me, that I am fully filled up. I fill up and I rise in love. I fill up and I rise as love. I fill up and I rise through love. And I fill up and I rise to love. I'm grateful for this knowing. And the receipt of the unseen and unknown love that flows into my life today. I'm grateful to know this frequency fully and completely as an aspect of the living divine personified, unique and magnificent, brilliant and vibrant. I am grateful. I exist as loved. Exist as love. I love. 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 This infusion is complete. It is spoken and activated. This infusion is received, flowing into my life in the right here and right now for my immediate benefit, vibrancy, and use. This vibrancy of love is accepted and achieved so that I may be in full infinite circulation today. Filled up and circulating. This infinite, divine, ancient wisdom is fully utilized in my world, in my life, in my knowing, today and always. So it is spoken, it is done. So it is done, it is here. Complete, received and achieved. Amen, amen, and amen. And so it is. Oh.
Anono yeke na yoshkona yoko ukori yeke na yokona iena.
Sometimes we hear the phrase "take your power back."
Anono yeshke.
This is the power. This is the force.
Anono yeke, your understanding of the deliberate application, the deliberate employment, the deliberate manipulation, ananonioko okona,
the deliberate refueling, the deliberate renewal, the deliberate rejuvenation, is your force, is your power, is your spark. Infusing is the filling up of the vibration.
Ononi eshke na.
Radiance is the
ononi eshke na.
Releasing into the world. Glowing. The overflow. And the everflow as you fill up and infuse yourself. You have something to give. You have Ononayeshke, the everflow, the overflow, and the always flowing frequency of love. We are done for today.
Onono yeshke nanani yoko. Make sure you bring yourself back. Yokona yena.
The vessel is floating. She is enjoying the frequency.
Onono yeko.
We hope you are too.
Yeko nani yeke na.
Bring yourself back into this reality. Onono yeshke na. Imagining that the frequency of love. It's a filter of light particles coming in through the top of your head, now down through the forehead, your nose, your face, your jaw, your throat, your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, your elbows, down through the central channel, your chest, the upper belly, the lower belly, down into your pelvic region. Bringing this light and filter of love down into your legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, the bottoms of your feet. Also bringing it down through Ononi Yeshke Na, your genital area. So you have three streams, Ononi Yeke, one through the core, one through each leg. Now going down deep, 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 deep into the earth. And circling the core of the earth with this filter of love, anchoring yourself firmly and completely into this existence of the here and now, bringing the filter of love now up back through your legs and resting into the Dantian, the second chakra, so that you will have reserves that you can pull from at any part or portion of the day. Bringing yourself back into the here and now. Onono ni yeke na 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 ni yoko. It is commanded and declared that love is fully infused in every aspect of my life in this existence right here and now. That I am firmly and completely onono ni yeke here. Anani yoshkona yeke. As a main thoroughfare of love. Yoshkona ni yeke. Fully connected between heaven and earth, I live my humanity through love, Iokona Nanayeko, and I am here in my existence, in my life, in my love, Onono Nieshke, right here and right now, and so it is. Taking a deep inhalation, exhaling, deep inhalation, exhaling, deep inhalation, sealing the love vibration into your life. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. wiggling your fingers and toes. Come back, come back, come back. Oh, no, no, nieshke na. Okay, that's better. Ieshke na 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 yoko. Now we are done. That is a good lesson. If you feel yourself floaty, ioshkona ieke na. Always bring yourself through the grounding. Oh, no, nieshke na. Bringing that which we have talked about in Ononieshke, the energetic realm, and bringing it back into your living space in the dense world, Iekena, in your third dimensional existence, Yokona Iekena. We must live in the third dimension, Yokona Iekena, and these energetic principles are for your living in the now. Now we are done. Ononieshke, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you adieu.